Hi, Andrew, you're the GM inside of Windows. What are your major responsibilities? Because you handle a lot of different things.
Yeah, that's a great question, Clint. So I work in, we call our team the app model team.
Okay.
So we kind of like to call ourselves, we're the kind of the soup to nuts team. We'll install your app, we'll integrate you with the operating system, we'll give you an application lifecycle, and really help you integrate with things like the start menu, the action center, but also things like user data. So if you want to write a contact. And then finally, if you really don't like, if your app doesn't work out so well, we'll uninstall you too.
Okay. So. So your team is also responsible for Project Roam.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. It sounds amazing and helps create connected experiences, but it's multiple different parts.
Uh-huh.
Can you go into some of these parts off the top of your head and how a developer may want to integrate with them? Because they don't have to integrate with all of them.
Right.
They can pick and choose what makes sense for them.
Absolutely. So Project Roam is a collection of technologies that are really there to help you engage with your users where they're at. Now, obviously that starts on the desktop. We know that, you know, a lot of people use that every day. We're at work most of the day, right? So in terms of, you know, the share contract, something which, you know, we don't really think about much, or you saw apps or websites. How do you enable people to get into your application and app-to-app contracts and app services? So those things you can start out really, really simply. You don't really have to think even cross-device. But then if you're starting about cross-device scenarios, then you can really start to take advantage of that. And the great thing about the Android SDK, which we announced today, is that you can start to take advantage of things that are on your PC. So imagine you started something on your phone. We all do this. We start something on the phone, and we're like, all right, well, I want to finish it on that bigger screen. Well, how do you get that context to your bigger screen? We do crazy things like email ourselves. And even then, that doesn't work out so well. So you can be able to, from your phone app, detect that your PC is nearby and just send that information and start your application. So the user doesn't have to think about it.
It just becomes natural.
Right. Because, we're a bunch of geeks. We work in technology. Even for us, it's difficult. But for normal users, they just want technology to get out of the way.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
so
it's a very complex problem, and it's not straightforward. And, and our goal is to help relieve, I guess the team's goal is to remove a lot of those barriers to help enable the developer to just make their app the best experience for their end users.
Yeah, and we want you to concentrate on your code, not on having to work out how do I detect if that
syncing and etc.
Yeah, and you're dealing with Bluetooth, dealing with Wi-Fi Direct. I mean, if you want to do that, then great. But most people don't, right? So we want to provide you a solution that anybody can take advantage of.
So let's transition into installing. Your team is also responsible for installing. There was one question that did come in through Channel 9 is installing with a UWP app without the store.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about that at Build. Can you go a bit more
into detail on that? Yeah, that's a great question. And we get that question a lot. Obviously, the store is how most people go install the UWPs today. But if you're an enterprise, or frankly, if you're developing, then you want to be able to do that without it coming from the store.
Yeah.
So in the release, actually the current release, and also obviously in the creators at the anniversary update, we introduced the ability you can just double-click on AppX and it will install it for you. Now, one of the key things that people do get a little confused by is like, well, hold on, it's saying I don't have a certificate.
Yeah.
Well, we want to ensure that this is safe for users. We don't want people installing code from anywhere that's have no way of determining who it came from. Like, if you wrote some code signed by you, I would trust you.
Yeah.
And I know who you are. I've come find you. So in terms of being ensuring that certificate, and we really encourage you to sign that from a proper certificate.
Yeah.
But then we also provide you with full APIs so that you can go do that.
I guess to reiterate that point, it's you don't know where the random executable you downloaded, if that is really from that company.
That's
the certificate helps ensure that.
Yes, indeed. And we really think about that from an end user perspective. We want to ensure that end users are not compromised by that. But one of the things we introduced in the creators update, which we heard a lot of feedback from, was installing AppX's in the development, is that you don't really want to have to redeploy the AppX to all your testers. So what you can do now is you can actually take the AppX and explode it onto a network share. And then all your testers or all your beta testers, they just register from that network share. They just do it once, you update it on the network share, and it automatically
so
comes
it's
down.
All very, very similar to kind of click once, almost.
They're very similar. Well, one of the things we did find out, you bring up click once, is that we took this approach and we took it, we're looking to the future, but we also want to make sure that we don't like forget all the learnings that we've had in the past. And we don't want you to have to change the way you develop just to get things done on a day-by-day basis.
So, once again, talking about install experience. So we have streaming install experience now in the Creators Update.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is for both UWP apps and Win32 apps can also take advantage of the Centennial apps.
Yeah, Win32 apps, if you convert to the desktop bridge, which everybody should, it allows you to essentially break up your app into component parts. And you can say, well, look, and Thomas showed you in the demo. It's like, I need these files to even get started.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're a game, you need the first racing
track or
something.
Like your loading screen, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Maybe your first level.
And then you can choose to continue that all downloading, or you could say, well, give the user control.
Great. So, what do you want your developers' closing thoughts to be about the app model and things you guys talked about?
Yeah, so the closing thoughts really are take advantage of the work that we've done to enable your existing code to just work. We want you to help you to bring forward, and then really think about Roam in terms of enabling you to talk to multiple devices and build better solutions for your users.
Thank you so much for your time, Andrew.
It's my
pleasure. Now let's start the next session.